All right, Jabase, good morning. Let's begin. Today we're beginning in Shar HaRishon, Sefer Shar HaRishon, Sif Yud, the section titled Charata. So in the we call it the brown edition, it's on page Tess, the middle of the page, right where you see like the bolded lines, Ata Neva'er Ikre HaTshuva. Now we're going to define the fundamentals of tshuva. So says the Shai Tshuva. Ha'ikar harishon. So the first pillar, we'll call it, of tshuva, is charata, is remorse. So what does this mean that a person should have remorse? Yavin levavol ki ra umar azu as Hashem. A person should recognize. A person should understand in his heart that it is bad and bitter the fact that I left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yashiv alibo, ki yesh onash. So first aspect of sin, and I just want to give you the caveat. He's going to get into some pretty heavy stuff over here, and this is pretty intense, but you're going to see the beautiful part of the Shai Tshuva. What's very striking to me about this Sefer is that Avinu Yonah is having a very open and honest conversation with us. The point is not to beat us over the head with anything, and the point is not to make us feel terrible, not to make us feel small. But sometimes if a person wants to affect change in life, I need to be honest with myself. You know, very often, part of the reason why full change doesn't really occur is because often we're too afraid to deal with the realities of our circumstances. We like to sugarcoat it. We like to pretend it's not so bad. You know, especially today, the approach very, very much is, you know, build everyone up. Don't risk knocking anyone down, which is a good approach to build other people up, to build ourselves up. But especially when dealing with ourselves, there does have to be just a little bit of honesty about what we've done, how we've done it, because if I'm honest, then I know what I'm dealing with. If I know what I'm dealing with, I can then rectify it. So the first thing says Rabbi Yonah, the first aspect of tshuva is charata, is remorse. Yavin levavo kira umar azuas Hashem. So the first thing a person has to have to recognize is that when I commit a sin, when I commit an avera, I have left, I've distanced myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've distanced myself from God. See, this is a very important yisod. Like Lahavdil, just to give a mashal, a person commits adultery. A person commits adultery. So, but a person says to his spouse, but I still love you. Right? I still love you so much. Remember, that's nice. Those words are nice. And it might absolutely still be true. But lamaisa, the action itself has distanced the spouses. So that's the emotions are absolutely there, right? The person still loves his spouse, but lamaisa, he's actively left his spouse for someone else. So that's the first thing that the Shai Tshuva says, that a person should realize he's been ozev. Sin, the commission of sin, by definition means that there's a part of me that's left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yashiv eli, and that's the first part, by the way, before we begin into anything else, this is the first reality of sin. I have left it to some degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the sin, we were together. Before the sin, we were connected. Now, as a result, I've left. Not in totality. My heart still belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I still come back to him. But lamaisa, there's a rift. Furthermore, a person has to realize that there are punishments. Every single sin has a repercussion. No such thing as sin without repercussion. Ke'inyan she'ne'emar li'nakam b'shem kotzer number of psukim. V'ne'emar guru lachem mipnei cherev ki chema avonos charev. So second principle is every sin has a punishment. There is no such thing as an act that does not have a reaction. Now, granted, we'll learn there are ways that a person could go ahead and mitigate the onesh, the punishment. There are even ways that a person could go ahead and totally erase the onesh, erase the punishment. But before we get to how you could erase the onesh, the first thing that's important to recognize is every action has a reaction. There is no such thing as a sin, big or small, that doesn't have a repercussion. cause and effect. He goes on, he says, so number one is, sin creates distance. I've left as an aziva, I've left a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As lesson number two, or I should say pillar number two, is that every action has a reaction, and every sin carries with it a onesh. V'yischarit al ma'asav haroi. And a person should have, therefore, remorse. The effect of these two realities is remorse. Now that I recognize that sin has distanced me from God, now that I understand that sin has caused the reaction of potential punishment, onesh, I regret what I have done. The ischarit al ma'asav haroim, person should have remorse on his past actions. V'yomer b'levavo, and he should go ahead and say in his heart, Ma asisi, what did I do? Eich lo haya pachad elokim l'neged enai, how could I have done what I did? And the fear of God was not opposite my eyes. V'lo yagarti mitoch achos al avon, u'min ashvatim haroim, and I didn't worry about, I had no fear. I had no fear about the sin that I committed, and I had no fear of punishment. Ki rabim machovim l'rasha, for there's much pain that awaits the guilty. V'lo chamalti al gufi, I didn't have any compassion on my body, because remember what we're referring to over here, is that onesh sometimes comes in a physical way. I didn't care about my body. V'lo chasa eini alav mishachaso, b'pnei hana'as rega echad. And I was willing to bring so much destruction upon myself for just a moment of pleasure. Just one moment of pleasure. V'nim shalti le'ish she'yigzol v'yachmos v'yochav v'yisba. I'm like a person who stole and took and ate and drank and sated himself. V'yodea ki acharei achlo v'acharei shetiyoso yagreis ha'shofet b'chatzas shinav. So I'm like a person who's literally standing in front of the judge and stealing all the food and drink around him in order to go ahead and sate himself, recognizing that the judge is sitting there watching everything. And the judge is going to come down and hand down judgment as soon as I finish fressing. And it's even worse. I was so indifferent and cruel to my soul. I'll say this, I thought it was a very profound statement, that sin represents cruelness to the soul. The soul wants holiness. The neshama wants goodness. The neshama ultimately, again, wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to be close to her, close to mitzvos. And when I engage in a sin, by definition, I'm acting in a cruel fashion towards my soul. V'nitma'a b'gilule yitzri. I've defiled myself with the wants and the passions of my desires. Uma ho'ila b'chol kinyoneha. And I will say, here is the fundamental question. What did I really get? What did I get? Out of all of the things that I've done, have I really come out ahead? Ma ho'ila b'chol kinyoneha. Imra'a b'enei Adonel. I will say, what could I possibly gain if what it is that I'm doing is bad in the eyes of God? In other words, that sometimes what the Shai Shuv is saying is we're so blinded by the moment. I'm so blinded by what I want in that second that I just never really fully contemplate what it is that I'm doing. And how could I go ahead and how could I have done something? What will I ever gain if what it is that I'm doing is not good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ve'eich hechlafti ba'olam cholif, olam omeid la'ad olam. How did I go ahead and give away my eternity? Give away my eternity for just a few moments of fleeting pleasure. Eich nimshalti kebehemos nimesi. How is it that I relegated myself to the status of an animal? Now we'll say, what does an animal do? Right? All an animal wants is pleasure. Pleasure. So an animal is looking ultimately again, give me hanah, give me pleasure, give it to me now. How did I just become an animal? V'alachti achare yitzri. I went ahead and just followed my desires. Kisus, kipered, like a horse, like a mule, in havin, with no understanding. V'taisi midarach haseichel. But say this, so you understand, the Shari Tshuva, just to understand what happens over here. You know, sometimes, we're all good people, so we all do tshuva for the things we do. But sometimes, you know, you hear people, they're like, you know, they wax reflectively about the good old days, right? About, oh, I used to do this, and I used to do that. I don't do it anymore, Baruch Hashem. Ah, but, oh, did that taste good? Oh, and was that so nice? No.
But I won't do it now because I'm not allowed.
Correct. Or even better, but he's, what the Rishai Teshuva is introducing is a person also has to recognize that at the end of the day, my mistakes come at a collateral cost. So there's this fine line. On one hand, like Menachem's saying, so a person is supposed to reflect on his past mistakes and say, wow, look at who I am now. Look at what I am. Now again, I want to also point out, there's a difference between someone who didn't know certain things, then became aware of certain things, and now, that's not what the Shari Tshuva is referring to over here. Shari Tshuva is, somebody becomes a Baal Tshuva Baruch Hashem, which should all be Zoche to become Baali Tshuva. So that's different, because a person can't have remorse on something I didn't know. So that's different. But this is talking about over here. I made mistakes. Like, I know I did make mistakes. They were significant mistakes. I fell prey to my desires. What the Shari Tshuva is pointing out is the first step in Tshuva is that remorse. Now, both say, now this is pretty heavy stuff, but we'll begin to understand remorse is an absolutely indispensable part of the Tshuva process. Do you know why? Because remorse is the insurance policy against relapse. Because if I don't feel pain over sin, then at the end of the day, I'm going to do it again. Because sin is pleasurable, sin is fun, sin is enjoyable. So when that desire awakens within me, I will do it again. It's only if I feel the pain of remorse. The Rebbe said, we'll see, the Shari Tshuva is going to say this, that when I'm faced with the ability to commit that sin again, and I remember how I felt last time in the aftermath of that sin, you're going to say to myself, you know what? I don't want it. I don't want that pain. I don't want to feel the way that I did. I've also said we could all relate to this in life, because whether sin or not, there are all times we've made mistakes in life and we feel so terrible in the aftermath of that mistake. That feeling of pain is so powerful and so profound, because it's often that feeling that prevents us from making the same mistakes again. If I don't have the pain, however, it's easy to fall back into the same trap. Therefore, again, he says, fine. The Ribbono Shel Olam breathed into me a breath of life, wisdom of the heart, and intellect. Lahakiro uli yira milafanav, to go ahead and recognize him, to have fear him, fear or revere him. V'limshol b'guf v'chol todosav. And above say, a person has to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam has given me the power to rule over my body. God has given, there is no such thing, barring perhaps certain extreme circumstances, a person has the ability to rule over their body, the chol todosav means in all my desires. Kasher, page yod, if you're using this edition, kasher himshila ashar bali chayim she'ina medabrim ma'asher yokra be'ina nichbida. This is different, because animals, to a certain degree, are ruled by instinct. So because animals are ruled by instinct, there are certain processes that perhaps, again, are triggered by instinct that they do not necessarily have control over. So both at the end of the day, why was I created? I was created, this is actually a fundamental issue. Why was I created? To exercise my bechira in the right way. I was created to exercise my free choice in the right way. Otherwise, God could have just created a world of four-legged animals. Or so there'd be two-legged animals, four-legged animals, and all of us are in the same boat. What distinguishes me from the animal kingdom? And says the Shachu, what distinguishes me is Bechira. I have free choice. And specifically, my tachlis in this world is to exercise my free choice and to do the right thing. And therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, v'acharei asher ba'avor zos nivresi, v'hi bi hefech nizeh, lamalichayim. Therefore, I will say, when I sin is the ultimate abuse of free will. Either it's the, we'll see an interesting philosophical chakira. Is sin the abuse of free will or the abdication of free will? So we'll discuss that in the Shari Tshuva, and it's actually an important distinction. But either way, when I go ahead and I sin and I abuse or I abdicate free will, what's the point of life? What's this? Again, it's a very heavy statement, but if my whole tachlis in this world is to use my free will to choose wisely, and sin represents the abuse of free will, so in the aftermath of sin, I'm left with a overwhelming question, which is, so what's my point in this world? if this is what I'm going to do, if this is how I'm going to behave, then at the end of the day, why am I here? Well, so we'll stop over here for today. And I know again that this is heavy stuff, and I just want to point out again that remember this whole exercise the Shai Tshuva is engaging in, this is not to make us feel bad. That's not the goal. I know it doesn't feel that way right now. Right? But that's not the goal. The goal is that the Shai Tshuva understands that, like we said before, Tshuva only gets off the ground if there's pain over sin. If there's no pain, then there's no catalyst for the process. If there's no pain, then there's no insurance policy that I'm not going to constantly negatively relapse. The pain, as difficult as it is, we will see, becomes the greatest gift and the greatest catalyst for cathartic change. Right, we'll stop over here. She'll pick up in the rest of you tomorrow.